You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the government released the 2024-2025 budget. Although there were no huge surprises, it's drawn significant criticism for leaving behind many already marginalised communities. Protests for Palestine are also continuing across the Motu, as many New Zealanders, including those with whānau stuck in Gaza, demand special visa pathways to bring their loved ones to safety. This week, I caught it all with Labour Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about the budget and what more the opposition parties can be doing to support Palestinians and Palestinian Kiwis who are impacted by what human rights experts have called genocide. Here is that interview. So what will the budget mean for Pacific communities who have lost millions in funding?
It's going to take us backwards. We saw $26 million cut from the Ministry for Pacific Peoples alone, but there are other cuts that have been made across portfolios. We were out with our Pacific organisations the last couple of days, and they spoke to us about some of the implications. One runs financial capability, and that funding has been cut. They're uncertain of how they move forward, and they've helped, you know, hundreds of Pacific families to get themselves out of debt and to move towards being able to do things like buy homes.
Will these cuts, which impact Pacific communities, have wider impacts on other communities as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Māori and Pacific are a big part of our population. In fact, the census data recently came out and shows that they have grown as populations. They also are the youngest populations in New Zealand and so are going to be key to driving the economy moving forward. A big part of the workforce, so we need to be investing in our Māori and Pacific communities. That includes upskilling and training opportunities. That includes supporting Māori and Pacific families to be able to get into housing, a range of different areas that have not been supported through this budget. And so I think the main thing to remember is that if Māori and Pacific communities aren't thriving, then it makes it very difficult for New Zealand as a country to thrive moving forward.
Is there much in the budget which is encouraging for young Māori and Pacifica?
Not at all, and I certainly haven't heard or seen anything that provides any encouragement or hope for our communities. They've basically, really, when you look at the budget, apart from cuts, are invisible in so many ways, and so this speaks to the value or the lack of value that the government places on our Māori and Pacific communities.
What about for beneficiaries and other peoples who are also marginalised? Do they have much from this budget?
No, not at all. And tax cuts don't apply to those that are on benefit. And there's an intersection with the tax cut policy and beneficiaries, which means that there'll be about 9,000 beneficiaries who will be slightly worse off. Now, it may just be a little bit, but every little bit counts when you are on benefit. And so, again, they have been undermined. Keeping in mind, too, that there's a large number of people with disabilities that are actually on the benefit. And so they have been underserved here, and that sits alongside, you know, cuts they've already experienced to disability funding.
So it's not Māori, it's not Pacifica, and it's not people with disabilities who are being served by this budget. Then who is it?
Oh, well, landlords are certainly being served well with $2.9 billion worth of tax breaks, and so that decision just goes to highlight where the government's priorities lie. These are people that, in the scheme of things, with the cost of living challenges we face, with the housing challenges we face, that really didn't need a break at this budget, and yet the government has prioritised $2.9 billion for them.
Do you believe the government's rhetoric that these tax breaks for landlords will filter down to renters?
Well, they keep using this line where they say it will create downward pressure. But when they are asked directly whether this will result in lower rent charges, they will not answer that question directly. And so for me, that speaks volumes. It goes to show that actually it's not going to have an impact on the cost of rentals for New Zealanders. It's not going to mean that that will be cheaper. And sitting alongside that, what we've heard from the government too is that they are going to bring in no cause evictions for rentals, which means that the security of tenure is also at risk for those that are renting.
And I want to switch to talking to Palestine. There's a lot of continued calls for Aotearoa to speak up on the issue. Is this something you are pressuring the government on as the Labor Party?
Oh, look, we've been really clear. The war needs to end. Innocent people are dying and peace has to prevail. The government can and should do more to help. New Zealand should join countries recognising the Palestinian ambassador, give visas to family members of Kiwis in Gaza. And so, you know, we are far away, but there are small things that our government could do, and they certainly are not.
Will you be pressuring the government to recognise Palestinian statehood as well?
Oh, look, you know, the couple of things that I've mentioned at this point in time is where our thinking is at, and I think that that's where we'll continue to focus.
And have Labor MPs been attending the weekly marches calling for a ceasefire in Tāmaki Makaurau?
We've certainly had a number of Labor MPs that have been attending. Some of them, whether or not they have been able to be present at all of them, I'm not sure. But certainly I know Phil Twyford, David Parker, Shannon Halbert and others have been out in solidarity showing their support.
You talked about visas. How are you planning on putting pressure on the government to do more to grant emergency visas to Palestinians trapped in Gaza with whānau here?
Well, all we can do is continue to make that call and encouraging everyone else who is passionate about this issue and cares deeply about the people that are being hurt and the people that have the situation in general, just to continue to make that call and put pressure on the government in that way.
Can opposition parties be doing any more to aid this process, turning up to more protests, for example, speaking at more protests? I know the Greens and Te Pāti Māori have been at, representatives been at nearly every single protest, and that's not the case for Labor. So is there more that you could be doing?
Look, I think that the presence is important and we'll continue to attend and be in solidarity where we can.
That was Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Sepuloni on the budget and the increasing number of pro-Palestinian protests.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.